Blog Talk Radio.
ሰለሞን ማለ እርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Beteseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth men knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land.
Terrible and dreadful amongst the Eden, call upon his name in this time. It must be Jah, yes, it must be Jah. Psalm 68, show I that. The Bible tell I that mothers and fathers will be against their charge. Call upon his name in this time. It must be Jah, it must be Jah. Psalm 68, show I then. The Bible show I again. Render your heart and not your garments. Look at the people going to church this day. It must be Jah. Psalm 68, show I dare. Whoa, yeah. The Bible show I again. Render your heart and not your garments. Look at the people going to church. Terrible and dreadful amongst the Eden in this time, yeah. It must be Jah, yes, it must be Jah. Psalm 68, show I God will come again.
Yes, 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 yes. Hear love, hear love. Give thanks, Zion War Child. We'll check it out, we'll check it out. Hear love, family. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom here. We're at the Wednesday, fourth day of the Shavuot right here, here, here. The midway day of this 7 days we call the Shavuot. The sabbatical strong right here. We have today's daily psalm. Psalm 68, that was Horace Andy right there, Let's hear Fuller here right here, the fourth day Aliyah here at the 17th weekly Torah portion right here, Very, very interesting. We have Yitro, Jethro, Moses' father-in-law. He's also known as a priest, the priest of Midian. We'll touch on that after touching on this right here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, Psalm 68.
Psalm 68. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, 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 and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lion among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till every one submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, 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 Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God.
Be still, all ye enemies of Jah, and know that the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, shall wound the head of your enemies. Jah, Rastafari, and his last the first. Oh, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him be free before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, yea. Let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth on the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, Ali Selassie the first. O Father, strength and Redeemer, who lives and rules and reign over all living things. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God set up the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. For the rebellious dwell in dry land. O God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and Redeemer, when thou wentest forth before thy people. When thou did march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. But even Shinai itself was moved at the presence of God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie first, the God of Israel. Though, O God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and Redeemer, did send a plentiful rain, whereby thou did confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Though, O God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and Redeemer, hath prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and Redeemer, gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that carried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the flocks, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and Redeemer, scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and Redeemer, is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leave ye high hills? This is the hill which God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, the first, desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and Redeemer, will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and Redeemer, is among them, as in Shinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for man, yea, for the rebellious also. That the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and Redeemer, might dwell among them. Blessed be the Almighty God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and Redeemer, who daily leadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation. And unto God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and Redeemer, the Lord belongeth to the issues from death. But the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and Redeemer, shall wound the head of his enemies, and hear his scalp of such an one as goeth unstill in his trespasses.
The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their councils, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, 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 Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Yisrael, here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, here, Exodus chapter 19. For the Rebi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, fourth offering up, the fourth reading here, for this Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro, redemption, third item experience, the ninth stage of the journey, the ninth stage of the tribe, Israel at Sinai, Ba'chodesh, Ha'shishi, Lutz Eita Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim Bayom Hazeh Ba'u Midbar Sinai. In the third month, the third moon, when the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, were gone forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai, the wilderness, the Midbar of Sinai. Ba'chodesh Ha-shishi, in the third month, le'seita b'nei Yisrael, after the children of Israel were gone forth, me'eretz Mitzrayim, out of the eretz, out of the land, me'eretz Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, bayom hazeh, in the day, Hazeh, this, same day, same day, same day, same day. Bayom Hazeh, Ba'u, they came, Midbar Sinai, came they into the Midbar of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness in the Midbar. And they are Israel, camped before the mount. Vayisu me refedim, vayovu midbar Sinai, vayachnu ba midbar, vayichan sham Yisrael neged ha-har. Redemption, third item, experience. Grace, given up for law. Verse 3, and Moshe and Moses went up to Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, and Yahuwah Jehovah called to him out of the mountain, saying, thus, like this, shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children, the sons of Yisrael, O Moshe Allah, El Ha Elohim, Wayikra Elayo, Yahuwah, min hahar lemor, koh tomar, le veita Yaakov, we tageida livnei Yisrael. Ye, y'all, have seen what I did to the Mitzrayim, to the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you all to myself. Atem ritem asher ositi le Mitzrayim. Wa'esa etkem ala kansei nisharim. Wa avi etkem elai. Now, therefore, if y'all will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye, then y'all, shall be a peculiar treasure to me, to I, above all people, for all the earth mine. And ye and y'all shall be to me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These, the words which thou, the I, shall speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael. Atem ritem asher asiti le Mitzrayim, wa esa etkem al kanfeya nisharim, wa avi etkem elai. We ata im shamoa tishamu bikoli, ushamartem eta deriti, we heitem li tse gula mi kol ha amin, ki li kol ha aret. Ye y'all have seen what I did to the Mitzrayim, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought y'all to myself, to thyself. Now, therefore, the ata, now, therefore, we ata, im, shamoa, tishamu, if y'all will hearken and hearing it, hear, shamoa, tishamu, bikoli, if y'all will hearken, hear and hearing, shamoa, tishamu, bikoli, to my voice, to my voice indeed. Ua shemartem tabriti, and keep and guard. U shemartem, and keep and guard. U shemartem et tabriti, and keep thy covenant. Wehi yitem li, then ye, then y'all, shall be mine. Segula, 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 with them, and y'all will be Lee for me. Segula, mine own treasure. Segula, Nicola ha Amin, from among all peoples. Ki li kol ha aret, for all the earth is mine. With atem tihyu li mamleketa kohanim, with boya adosha el hadvarim asher titaber el bnei Yisrael. These are the words. El hadvarim, these are the words asher titaber, that thou shalt speak, il b'nei Yisrael, to the b'nei, to the sons, to the b'nei, to the children, il b'nei Yisrael, to the children, sons of Yisrael.
You know we are his.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh.
saying shalom, shalom ami, shalom my people, shalom my brothers. Today's daily psalm from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter, we have Mizmor Samech Chei. Mizmor Samech Chei. Psalm 68, Psalm LXVIII, Psalm 68, themed God's victories, Jah's victories. While the commentators agree in judging this Mizmor, today's daily Mizmor, today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Samech Chei, Mizmor Samech Chei, Psalm 68, one of the most magnificent of all in its forceful suite of thought and language. They are in hopeless disagreement on the date of its composition. Leaving aside the Targum, the interpretation, which connects it with the revelation at Sinai, the El, Ha-El, the true El, Ha-El, the true El of Sinai, the true God, the true good, true power, even the first power of the Trinity at Sinai and of the sanctuary. Jah's victories, Jah's salvation. So leaving aside the Targum, the interpretation which connects today's daily psalm with the revelation at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, we find periods named which cover about 10 centuries, about 10 centuries, which is a millennium. Millennial psalm right here. If we look for an occasion in the lifetime of David, in agreement with the heading, it might be one of his several triumphs over neighboring enemies, over neighboring haters, or the removal of the ark, even the Ark of the Covenant, to Zion, to Sion. It has been well observed, quote, whensoever composed, inspired by whatsoever reminiscences of past history or expectations of returning prosperity, the psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Chei, it stands as a monument of the invincible faith, the emuna, the imnet, and inexhaustible hopes, expectations of Yisrael, of the man who sees the true good, the man who sees the true God, of Yashar El, the upright, of El Ha'El. Today's daily psalm, a theme of today's daily psalm is the El Ha'el of Har Sinai, of Sinai, and of the sanctuary, and a prophecy of spiritual glories in part realized, in part yet to come. The basic theme, Chabrim, is the triumphant march of Ha'el, Yahweh, Yah-Jah, through the past history of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true El, the true God, as the hope, the expectation of his kingship over all the earth in the future. Today's daily psalm, a psalm of earth's rightful ruler. Today's daily psalm, Jah's victories. Today's daily psalm,
Psalm 68. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, 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 and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lion among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God, to God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, 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 Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
Rastafari. Hakadosh Baruku Barukashu Barukash Rukash.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Wahuch Adonai. Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Bless be the name, the name, the name, the name, the name, the name. Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
The coincidence of in your state, that everything comes together. Oh, the contraction and the expansion. If it was in harmonious in root state, and feel it get away long.
than Rastafari, no, no, no. The most solid equilibrium.
Here, here, here. Basic Hebrew. Here, here, here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1 to 22. Abba da da ha. Wa za ha ta. Ya ka la ma na sa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta. Again. Basic Hebrew. Baby Hebrew. 1 to 22. 22.
22.
And here, Midrash, Midrash, today's Psalm, Mizmor Samek Chet. Mizmor Samek Hei.
Mizmor Samek Hei.
Mizmor Samek Hei. And here, Midrash, Midrash, today's Psalm, Mizmor Samek Chet. Mizmor Samek Hei. Psalm 68, Psalm LXVIII. Lanatzeach leDavid, Mizmor Shir. Yakum Elohim, Yafutsoi Bayo, Yanuso Mesanayo Mipanayo. For the leader, La Menatzeach, for the overcomer. Lamnatzeach, for the chief musician, the musical chief, musical director, Lamnatzeach leDavid. Of David, leDavid, Mizmor, a Mizmor, a chant, Isis. Of David, leDavid, Mizmor. Shir, shir, a song, a shir, a song. Lamnatzeach leDavid, Mizmor, shir. Yakum Elohim, Yafutsu Oibayo. Let make Elohim, make God, make the power arise. Yakum Elohim, Yafutsu Oibayo. Make his enemies, Oibayo. Yafutsu, be scattered, make them be scattered. Yakum Elohim, Yafutsu Oibayo.
Oibayo, Oibayo.
Zehu Shamar HaKatub. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu Shamar HaKatub. Bekum Rishayim Yisatir Adam Uvadam Ubeadam Ubeabdam. Yerubu Tzadikim, when the wicked, the ratchet, when the Rishaim, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. Bekum Rishaim, Yisatir Adam, when the Rishaim, the ratchet, defiant, ratchet men, wicked men, rise. Bekum Rishaim, in rising the ratchet, Yisatir Adam, Yisatir Adam, hides. When the Rishaim, the ratchet, rise, Adam hide. Bekum Rishaim, Yisatir Adam. But when they perish, Uv Avadam, Uba Abadam, Ube Abadam, when they perish, Uba Abadam, Yerubu Tzadikim, Yerubu Tzadikim, Yerubu. Get enough, increase, enough. Yerubu, Yerubu, Tzadikim, Tzadikim, the righteous ones, Yerubu, the righteous increase. Bekum Rishaim, Yisatir Adam, Ubabdam, Yerubu, Tzadikim, when the wicked rise, men, Adam, Yisatir Adam, Adam hide. But when they perish, Ubabdam, when they perish, the righteous increase, increase the righteous. Yerubu Tzadikim. How so? Because it is through the Rishaim, the ratchet ones, defiant ones, it's through the wicked that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, punishes HaTzadikim, the righteous ones. When the Rishaim, the ratchet, rule, the Tzadikim, the righteous, cannot lift up their heads nor open their mouths. When the Rishaim, the ratchet, perish, the righteous increase. Oba abadam, yerubo tzadiki. Hence, here, it is said, even in the Mishlei of Shlomo, the Mashal, Proverbs 28 and 28, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. But when they perish, the righteous increase. Bekom rishaim yisatir adam uba abadam yerubo tzadiki. So too, when Deborah, when Deborah said, even in Shoftim and Judges 5:31, Deborah said, so perish all thine enemies, O Lord, but they that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. Ken ovdu kol veka donai ve o havayo kutseta hashemesh bi gvorato via tishkota hareta arba'im shana. Full of verse here from Judges, Shoftim, Judges chapter 5 verse 31. Deborah said, so let make all thine enemies perish, O Lord, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. And the land had rest 40 years. Came Obadu call Oibeka Yahuwah we o habayo kaseta shemesh bi guburato wa tishkota hareta arbaim shana. And Deborah said, and Deborah said, Cain, so Obadu, let them perish. Call all Oibeka, all the I male enemies. Call Oibeka Yahuwah Jehovah with Ohibayo and those who love him with and Ohibayo Kseit as the going Hashemesh the sun be Guburato in the eye Gabura in the eye might. Cain Obdu call Oibeka Yahuwah with Ohibayo Kseita Hashemesh be Guburato. She meant that when the wicked, the Rishayim, when the ratchet, the defiant perish, at once, they that love him, Ohibayo, are as the sun when he goeth forth, when he goeth forward, when he exodus, Kseit Hashemesh, as the sun when he goeth forth, forward, be gaburato, in his gabura, in his might. So too, David said, even in the 39th Psalm, Hebraically the second verse, Psalm 39, the Hebrew second verse, I will keep a curb upon my mouth while the wicked, the ratchet is before I. Eshmerah lefi machson, be'od rasha le'negdi. I will keep a muzzle upon my mouth. Eshmerah, I will keep lefi for my fee, my fi, my mouth. Machson, a muzzle, a curb upon my mouth, be'od rasha l'negdi, while the wicked, be'od rasha, while the ratchet, l'negdi, is before me, is opposite, is opposed to me. Eshmera l'fi machson, be'od rasha l'negdi. From this verse, here, 39th Psalm, he breaks the second verse. From this verse, it follows that the righteous, the tzadikim, can neither open their mouths nor raise their heads in the presence of the wicked, in the presence of the ratchet. David, the well-beloved, pleaded, deal with these as thou hast dealt with former enemies. David pleaded, deal with these as thou, the eye, hast dealt with former enemies. Even as Moshe, as Rabbeinu Moshe, as Moses prayed to thee, to the eye, even Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 10, verse 35. Rise up, O Jehovah, and make thine enemies be scattered. And here, Bamidbar in the wilderness, the Hebrew book, Bamidbar, here in Numbers chapter 10, here, verse 35. Vayehi, Bia Nitsoah, Ha'aron, Wayomer Moshe, Kumah, Yahuwah, We Yafutsu, Oy Beka. And it came to pass, Vayehi, when the ark set forward, Bia Nisoah, Ha'aron, when the ark Ha'aron set forward, Wayomer Moshe, that Moshe said, Kumah Yahuwah, rise up, O he who be, Kumah Yahuwah, rise up, O Jehovah, will Yafutsu Oy Beka, and make thine enemies. Make thine enemies be scattered. We yafutsu oibeka. We yanusu mi saneka mi paneka. And make them that hate thee, thee, male, flee before thee. We yanusu mi saneka mi paneka. So I, Dawid, said, so I pray thee, to scatter these, as here in today's psalm. Mizmor Samech Chet, Psalm 68, here, he breakly the second verse that reads, Yakum Elohim, Yafutsu Oy Bayo, We Yanusu Mitsan Ayo, Mipanayo, make Elohim, the power, arise. Yaqum Elohim, make his enemies be scattered. Yafutsu Oy Bayo, and make them that hate him flee before him. We Yanusu Misanayo Mipanayo. When Zophar the Naamathite said, even in Job 11 and 20, but the eyes of the wicked, the righteous, shall fail, and they shall have no way to flee. When Zophar, the Naamathite said in Job 11 and 20, but the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall have no way to flee. V'aynei rishayim tichlena, ua manosa avada minahem. Here, full of verse. But the eyes of the wicked, the righteous, shall fail, and they and them shall have no way to flee, and them hope, their hope shall be the drooping of the soul. But the eyes of the rishayim, the ratchet ones, shall fail. And they shall have no way to flee. Umanos abad minahem. And their hope, their tikvatam, with tikvatam, mapach, nafesh, shall be as the drooping, of the soul, or here in the Hebrew, the mapach, nafesh, in the Hebrew is literally the breathing out, the mapach, nafesh, the breathing out, an expression of grief, mapach, nafesh, the expression of grief, as in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 9, her spirit droopeth, her spirit breatheth out. We ainai rishayim tikhlenna umanosa bada minahem. We tikwatam mapach nafesh. Zophar, the Naamathite, he meant that when the rishayim, the ratchet ones, the defiant ones, have nowhere a refuge, for wherever they flee, their hope, tikwatam, shall be a puff of breath. Shall be mapach nafesh, shall be breath of the soul, breath from the soul, a puff of breath. Wetikwatam apach nafesh. Of them, Yeremiyahu, Jeremiah, also said, even in Yeremiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 11, these shall perish from the earth and from under the heaven,
the heaven, the heaven, the heaven, the heaven, the heaven, the heaven, the heaven.
Ki dina temruna lehom el haya di ashamaya we arka la evadu ye vadua meya ara uamina tehota shamaya le. This verse here, Aramaic, this verse here in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 11. Ki adina temruna lehom el haya di ashamaya we arka la evadua ye vadua me ara uamina techota shamaya ele. Thus shall ye y'all say to them, thus shall ye y'all say to them, ki adina temruna lehom, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, these, them, shall perish from the earth and from under the heavens. El haya diya shemaya we arka la evadu aye badu me ara uamina techota shemaya ele. Jeremiah said, these shall perish from the earth and from under the heavens. These shall perish. Elahaya di shemaya we arka la evadua ye badu me ar a umin te chot shemaya ele. Hence, here, even today's psalm, Mizmor Samek Chet, Psalm 68, it is said, let God, the power, make the power arise. Make his enemies be scattered. Yakum Elohim, Yafutso Oibayo. Yakum Elohim. Make Elohim Yakum arise. Yakum Elohim, Yafutso Oibayo. And make Oibayo, 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 his enemies, Yafutsu. Yakum Elohim, Yafutsu Oibayo, we Yanusua Misanayo, Mipanayo, 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 Mipanayo.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Gerimawi, Rastafari, Gadamawi, Ayasa Christos, Liptama, Mabrak, Sad, Dina Yetli. Kings of kings, lords of lords, conquering lions of the tribe of Judah. Of God, mighty God, ever living God, earth's rightful ruler,
let it be the man. The walk is not in the counsel of the ungodly. Nor stands in the ways of sinners. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful. For I delight in the law of the Lord God, the Lord High. In his laws do I meditate day and night. Therefore I must be like a tree, and planted by the rivers of water, and bring forth fruit in due season. I lack, also shall not wither, and whatsoever I do it shall prosper. The weak out are not so, oh no. They are like the trough which will drive us away. Therefore no weak out shall stand in the judgment, nor no sinner the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord God so high, that he knoweth the ways of the righteous, and know that the ways of the weak out shall crumble our eyes and burn. But he's a light and earthquake, brimstone and fire, to kill crumbs. Conception for my creation continually, and to let thy righteousness cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. The end from that I walk until this I walk. Beautiful eye, so high and so mighty.
And here it is said, Yakum Elohim, Yafutsu, Oi Bai, 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 Oi Bai. And here it is said, Yakum Elohim, Yafutsu, Oi Bai, 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 Oi Bai. May Elohim arise, make his enemies be scattered. Yafutsu, oi bai,
oi bai, oi bai, oi bai,
ke hindof ashan, ti en nidof. As smoke, after it has been driven away, so drive them away. Ke hindof ashan, ti en nidof. Drive them away, not only as smoke is driven away, but make it seem as if they never existed. In a different interpretation, the verse Kehinadof Ashan Tienadof is read like smoke that is made to come up are the wicked, the ratchet. A parable of a king, a melek, a negus and the guest, and the slaves, the servants in his palace. He was in the upper part of the palace, and the slaves, the servants, were in the lower part of the palace. And they raised such a smoke that the smoke came up to him. So the wicked, the ratchet, as Yeshayahu, Isaiah says, are a people that provoke me, that provoke I to my face continually, that sacrifice in gardens and burn incense, ashes upon bricks, that sit among the graves and lodge in the vaults, that eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things is in their vessels. These are a smoke in my nose. Isaiah 65, verses 3-5. Like makers of smoke are the wicked, the ratchet, the Rasha, the Rishaim. And when they make smoke come up in my face, that is, provoke me, provoke I, then, as it is said in Deuteronomy 29 and 19, the anger of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and his jealousy, his zealousy, shall smoke against that man. And it is also written in Psalm 18, verse 9, smoke arose up in his nostrils. Allah Hashan Bi'apo. Smoke rose up in his nostrils. Allah rose up Ashan, smoke, Bi'apo in his nostrils. Allah, Ashan, Bi'apo. That is to say that the wicked, the Rasha, Rishaim, the ratchet, make themselves go up in smoke. As it is said in Psalm 37, verse 20, the enemies of Jehovah shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall pass away in smoke. They shall pass away. Ki Rishaim Yoredu We Yorei Hua Ki Yakara Kari Kalu the Ashan Kalu, for the wicked, the ratchet shall perish. Ki Rishaim Yovedu, and the enemies of Jehovah shall be as the fat of lambs. We oivei hoa ki yakara karim, they shall pass away in smoke. Kalu ve ashan, they shall pass away. Kalu ki Rishaim Yovedu, we oivei hoa ki yakara karim. Kalu ve ashan. Kalu be ashan, kalu, kalu, ve ashan, kalu. They shall pass away. Smoke, they shall pass away. A different interpretation, different targum, taking the first part of the verse to read, the enemies of Jehovah shall be as the glory of rams. The enemies of Jehovah, we oibei Yehovah, ki yakar karim, shall be as the glory of lambs. Rav Acha said, the Rasha, the Rishaim, the ratchet, the wicked, shall come to such glory as comes to lambs. For what happens to lambs? They are killed and hung up to smoke. Another interpretation. Taking the first part of the verse to read, the enemies of the Lord, the enemies of Jehovah, the oivei Yehovah, we oivei Yahweh, shall be as the glory of the dwellers on the plain. We oibei Yahuwah ki yakar karim. Rav Yochanan said, the enemies of Adonai, of Jehovah, shall come to such glory as will befall the dwellers on the plain. So called in the vision of Moshe, when Adonai, Yahuwah, Jehovah showed him, according to Deuteronomy 34 and 3, the south and the plain, as will befall them on the day when Elohim raises such a cloud of smoke that in the murk no man will be able to see his fellow. So it will be with the wicked, with the Rasha, with the Rishaim, the ratchet. Hence, here it is said, As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. So let the wicked, make the ratchet perish at the presence of Elohim. K'hi nedofa ashan, ti nedofa, k'hi mesa do naga mipne esha, yovdua rishaima mipne Elohim. So make the ratchet, make the ratchet perish, Yovdu Rishaim, at the presence of Elohim, Mipne Elohim. The righteous will then rejoice, as is said, but the righteous will be glad. They will exalt before Elohim. Yea, they will rejoice with gladness. With Adikim Yismechu, but the righteous will be glad with Tzadik Imayismechu. They will exalt before Elohim. Ya'alutzu lifnei Elohim. Yea, they will rejoice with gladness. With Yasisu v'simcha. Sing to Elohim. Sing praises, sing eyes to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the skies. Shiru l'Elohim, zamru shemo. Solu la rokeva. Ba iravota b'ya shemo. We ilazu. Like a man riding a horse and guiding it over the plain, HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, rides upon the skies. As Moshe said in Deuteronomy 33:26, quote, He who rideth upon the sky is thy help. The end of the verse, with his name, Yod Hey, with his name, Yod Hey, B'yah Shemo, B'yah Shemo. It means that with the two letters, Yod and Hey, that spell out but half of Elohim's name, Elohim created two worlds. With Adkim Yismchu Ya'alotzu lifnei Elohim Ve'yasisu V'simcha Shiru l'Elohim Zamru Shemo Solu la rokeva Ba'iravota Be'yah Shemo We'ilzua lifanayu. A father of the fatherless and a judge of widows. Avi yitomim ve'dayan alamanot. A father of the fatherless. Avi yitomim. Avi yitomim. Father of the fatherless, of the orphans, Avi Yitomim, with Dayan Almanot, with Dayan Almanot, a judge, with Dayan, Dayan, with Dayan, and a judge, with Dayan, Almanot, of the Almanot, of the widows. Today's Psalm 68, verse 6 in the Hebrew. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the Israelites in banishment are like almanot, are like widows and yitomim and orphans. As is said in Lamentations 5 and 3, we are become orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are as widows, not widows in fact. Rather, like a woman whose husband has gone to a land beyond the sea, but intends to return to her, and not orphans, in fact, rather, like children whose father has gone to a land beyond the sea, and who have none to provide for them. As Scripture says in Jeremiah 51 and 5, For Israel is not widowed, nor Yehuda, nor Judah, of Elohayo, of his Elohim, of Yahuwah Tzabaot, of Jehovah of hosts. A father of the fatherless and a judge of widows is Elohim in his holy habitation. Avia Yitomim, with Diana Alamanot, Elohim, Bia Meona, Kadisho. For it is said in Psalm 146 and 7, Yahweh Elohim,
executeth justice for the oppressed, for the downpressed. Giveth bread to the hungry. Yahuwah Jehovah looseth the prisoners. Yahweh Lahayo. Osea Mishapot. La Eshukim. Noten Lachem. La Re'avim. Yahuwah Matira Esurim. Jehovah is Elohim, who executeth justice for the downpressed. Osea Mishpota La Eshukim. He who be, we be, who giveth bread to the hungry. Noten lachem la re'avim. Yahuwah matira isurim. Jehovah looseth the prisoners. Elohim moshiva yechidim bayitah. Elohim. Elohim setteth the solitary in families. Elohim maketh the solitary to dwell in a house. Elohim moshiv yechidim bayitah.
ያይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ El Rohim.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land.
Gems, we have these gems like the Psalms, and sometimes we like to share. Of course, we love to share even much more of it on the ear, you know, and in the eyes, ears, and hopefully, you know, provoking the eye, you know, by love to share and also to give ear and to hear and to learn these truths for the eye itself and come, make with reason more, even with today's daily psalm. And we have to give some emphasis to today's psalm, in Psalm 68. Right, which only appears actually according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews. We looked at that list once and twice and three times to see, okay, when is the next time or when else does Psalm 68 appear in the Royal Order of the daily psalm, the Davidic worship, right, for the Judeo-Christian, the true church and the professing church and I and I. Of that new name, the precious name, Rastafari, according to the order. Let all things be done decently, with decorum, and order, and the Seder. Right? So here, we see that only here does this psalm appear, but it's very much connected with the Torah portion, reading and feeding in the season. As we know, the Ethiopic church, speaking more of the ancient Ethiopic church, because the modern church is still in a situation of apostasy, just straightforward, you know, it be what it be, right? This is the reality. The Latter-day Church, right? There's a true church in the professing church, right? The church of he who have the keys of great King David. So today's daily psalm, it has some very, very important rhema right now. What the prophet I see, prophecy verses. And the Rastama I know this psalm because of the Jah, the name that we find in verse 4. As well as verse 31. These are some of the
first, you could say main areas that apply, because there's 35 verses, and we would like to, and we are able to, thank Jah, go through each verse with diligency. That's a word. I don't know if it exists out there, but we coined this word, diligency, right? With diligence, be diligent, all right? But seeing the time that we have here, even here on the ear and in the ear, just to go through an overview and zoom in on a couple of key areas. And the first 3 to 4 verses is really the groundation. We went through the first 7 verses to the Selah, pause, that pause right there. And then looking ahead, even verse 31, that particular connection with princes. What does it mean, Habarim, Ami, my people, my brothers? What does it mean? Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands to Elohim. What does it mean? Well, first things first is this groundation, getting an overview. So what we have here is a messianic psalm. Psalm 68 also is a messianic psalm. Certain psalms are directly messianic psalm. The entire psalm, Mizmor Samech He, Psalm LXVIII, Psalm 68, in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Salsa theme, Jah's victories. The El, the El, Ha-El, 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 Ha-El of Har Sinai, the El of Sinai, and the El, Elohe Ha-Eliyai of the sanctuary. Yakum Elohim, Yafutsu Oivayo. We Yanusu Mesanayo Mipanayo. Let Elohim arise and let his enemies be scattered. And make those who hate him flee. We Yanusu Mesanayo Mipanayo. Before his face. The entire psalm pervade with joy. Joy of Yisrael, of Yashar El, of the upright of El, of the man who sees the true El, El Elohim, Ha El, Ha El, Ha El, Ha El, even Chayla Selassie, the first power, the God of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Father, Strength, and Redeemer, and Saint Garnet. Saint Garnet, Saint Garnet, Saint Garnet, just to note this right here, rise up with this psalm. It's often called, I think it's called Silks Chant. It's called a Silks Chant. Garnet Silks is on the Keter, I think from the Keter drum rhythm, where he rides up with today's daily psalm to verse, I think, 21. Garnet Silk rides up to verse 21, and it's interesting. Because I was thinking, why did he stop at verse 21? Why was it the rhythm? You know, is it a certain word of prophecy as well? You know, but be that as it may, Garnet Silk, Saint Garnet, rides up with today's daily psalm, the 68th psalm, right, to the Keter drum rhythm, Ayabingi Keter drum rhythm right there. But he rides up to verse 21, right? And we should ride up from there to the fulfillment. But first, let's get an overview. The entire psalm is pervaded by the joy of Yisrael in the kingdom, in the Malkut, in the kingdom, in the Mengist, even that Mengist of Negusa Negest. But a stricter order of events, it begins in today's daily psalm, the 68th psalm, verse 18. Now, this psalm, Mizmor Samech He, the 68th psalm, is quoted in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 to 16. It's quoted of HaMoshiach, Christos, Christ's ascension. It's quoted of Christ's ascension, even Christ in his kingly character, ascension ministry. Verses 21 to 23, it refers to the regathering, that in gathering, gather to together, Jah people, the regathering of Yisrael, of the Israel of Jah, Rastafari, and the destruction, the downstruction of the beast and his armies, the destruction of the beast system, the Babylonian system and his armies. More on the beast, find it in Daniel chapter 7, verse 8, and Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. Also Armageddon, Armageddon, Revelation chapter 16, verse 16, and Revelation chapter 19, verse 17. Now in the Schofield Study Bible for the Chabarim and the fellow disciples, there's more notes there, so just take note. Verses 24 to 35, they're descriptive of full and universal, universal, non-partial, universal kingdom, kingdom Baraka, the Bereket of the Mengist, even the Mengist of Negusa Neges, the universal kingdom blessing. But what is a kingdom in Jasai? What does kingdom mean? Chabarim, in that groundational sense. Now we have Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 and Zechariah chapter 12 verse 8. So today's daily psalm, a messianic psalm, Psalm 68. Let Jah arise. Let's zoom in right here on the fourth verse. And let's see if we can zoom in just briefly on verse 31, and we're using the KJV first because the numbering is off by one, and when we look in the Masoretic, the Hebrew. So verse 4 in KJV, King James Version, in the Hebrew Masoretic will be verse 5. And verse 31 in the KJV in the Hebrew will be verse 32. Take note. So here, scrolling forward to verse 5, because the opening of the psalm, just to point this out again, is an adaptation of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Yashar El, the upright of El, even Ainai, the Israel of Adonai, Jah, Rastafari's ancient watchword. The ancient watchword. Now, Numbers chapter 10, verse 35 is that particular connection right there. Numbers chapter 10, verse 35. So the psalmist depicting Jah as a mighty warrior, celebrating the fact that Jah exerts his power on behalf of Amor, of his people. Yaqum Elohim, Yafutsu Oibayo, Wea Yanusua Misanayo Mipanayo. Let Elohim arise. Because there ain't no God. Ain't no God but the true good, Abba Father of our nine black Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the words down here is Elohim. Yaqum Elohim, Yafutsu Oibayo, Weyanusua Misanayo Mipanayo. Let Elohim arise. Rises up, Elohim. May Elohim rise up and his enemies be scattered and shattered and flattered, right? The psalmist is describing Jah's appearance in battle in a very dramatic fashion. Yaqum Elohim, Yafutsu Oibayo, Weyanusua Misanayo Mipanayo. Rise up. The wording of this first verse, it echoes the prayer in Numbers chapter 10, verse 35, and this is an adaptation of the watchword. Watchword. Let's go to Numbers chapter 10, verse 35, Chabarim. Very, very much a key. Kawanu say, let God arise, make Jah arise, let his enemies be scattered. Now note this, it doesn't say make Jah arise, it says make Elohim arise. And this is important, Hebraically speaking, right? You know, for I and I, to whom more is given, more is required. Right? So when the psalm writer says Elohim here and says Yah there, there's a reason for that. You know, people, a lot of folks, they have their favorite name. They say, well, I like this name, I don't like that name. You are dealing with uckery or just idiocy, you know. Take heed. Give ear. Verse 35, Numbers chapter 10, verse 35. Why I say this is because they understood when they said, let Elohim arise. In this particular, remember, it's adaptation, which verse? Of verse 35. And it says right here, and it came to pass when the ark set forward, that Moshe said, rise up, Yahweh, rise up, Jehovah, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. This is the watchword, the ancient watchword. So whenever the ark, it says, and it came to pass, when the ark set forward, when the ark was ready to move forward, that Moshe, he would say this right here. So here in today's Daily Psalm, we have an adaptation of Numbers chapter 10, verse 35. Let's bring this up right here in the Hebrew right here. It says, Vayehi. Let's see, Vayehi, and it came to pass, and it be, Bina Soa, Ha Aaron, when the ark, right, was ready to set forward. And it be when the ark was ready to set forward. Vayehi bin soa ha-aron, the ark, ha-aron. The Hebrew we say the ark is ha-aron. Vayehi bin soa ha-aron, vayomer Moshe. And Moses would say, Vayomer Moshe, Kuma Yahuwah, We Yafutsu Oibeka, We Yanusu Ne Sanaeka, Mi Paneka. So this is what we have in Torah, what we have in Numbers. And here adapted in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Samech Chet, if we say the letters, Samech Chet, these two letters, 68. We have Yaakov Elohim, Yafutsu Oibayo. Here we have Kuma Yahuwah, We Yafutsu, Oibeka. Here we have Yakum Elohim Yafutsu Oibayo. So in Moshe's case, we have it in the first person, and in that first person speaking to he who be who he be, we have the Hashem. Kuma Yahuwah. Kuma Yahuwah. We Yafutsu Oibeka. We Yafutsu Oibeka. So we're speaking to he who be who he be, Moshe. Moshe would say, Vayomer Moshe, Kuma Yahuwah. Rise, O he who be who he be, we Yafutsu, and let scatter and scatter Oibeka, and make your enemies be scattered. So you see there's a difference there. It's not the same. So it would be misplaced
right, to try to replace, right, the Ketev name, right, Elohim here with Yah. But sometimes we do it because we may not have studied, and maybe the zeal, you know, like to be zealous, right? It's good to be zealous. It's a good thing, right? But let's not have that zeal, right? Because many have a zeal, but without the knowledge. Let's get to know, right? Let's get the gnosis right here. So here, just to make this kind of compare and contrast right here, right, with Psalm 68, we have Psalm 68 right here, verse 1, and where it was adapted from in HaTorah, Numbers chapter 10, verse 35. Once again, Numbers chapter 10, verse 35, we have Kuma Yahuwah, we yafutsu oiveka, we yanusua mesaneka, mipaneka. Here we have Kum Yakum Elohim, Yakum Elohim, Yafutsu Oibayo, We Yanusua Mesane Sanayo Mipanayo. So there's a key difference. One, Numbers directly, Moshe speaking to He who be, because when the ark, Ha'aron, when the ark was ready to set forward, Wayehiya Bina Soa Ha'aron, Wayomer Moshe, Moses would say, Kuma Yahuwah, we yafutsu oibeka, we yanusua mesaneka, mipaneka, before your face. Here is being said, let Elohim arise and let his enemies be scattered. There we say, rise, O he who be who he be, and be scattered, the eyes and the knees, because the ark is ready to set forward, right? And let them be scattered. Let them be scattered. Let them flee. Let them flee your haters, that the ones who hate he who be who he be is divine majesty. We yanusu ni saneka mi paneka, before your face. So he's speaking directly to he. So you see the difference? There's definitely a difference, and it was Moshe speaking there, and this right here is I and I riding up, that joy, the joy of Jah people, as joy pervades today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Ethiopian Hebrews. Ethiopian Hebrews. Ethiopian Hebrews. Ethiopian Hebrews. Ethiopian Hebrews. Ethiopian Hebrews.
Yes. Zooming in on the opening verse, that watchword from Numbers. But let's go through a local verse by verse right here, in the grace time that we have here on the podcast. First eight verses. Let's go through some of the detail here of this very, very important messianic psalm here, Psalm 68. May your enemies flee before you, before your face.
Destiny, Rastafari, to look upon your pretty, pretty face.
We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So not the jet, the Lord, the Gentiles, them to come, one come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going on, going on, to seek in Rastafari.
That one, your justice. Hey, pull up this rust.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu.
Here's what we call the kare, the read, or the chant, the read, the reciting, the calling, the kare. First eight verses of today's daily psalm and the Ivrit.
in the Hebrew, the Yehudi. Yobudur Shaib, Mipne Elohim. Mizmor Samek Chet, Mizmor Samek Chet. Lamnat Seyach Le David, Mizmor Shir. Yakum Elohim, Yafutsu Oibayo. Vyanusua Misanayo Mipanayo. Kehindof Ashantindofa. Kehimesa Donaga Mipne Eish. Yobudur Shaib, Mipne Elohim, Witzarikima Yismchu, Yalzua Lifne Elohim, Weyasisua Besimcha, Shiru Lelohim, Zamru Shemo, Solu La Rokeba Rabot, Beya Shemo, Weilzua Lifanayo. Abia yitomima we dayan almanot Elohim abia meona kadisho Elohim moshiba yechidim baita Motzia esrima ba kosharota Akas orima shaknua tzechicha Elohim abez eteka lifne ameka Bez Aedeka, Bez Shimon, Selah. Today's psalm is more Samek Chet, here to the Selah. Opening verses, the advent of Elohim and its effects. The advent of the true good, the true God, and the effects, the affects. Here, today's daily psalm, Elohim's victories. Elohim's, Yeshua's, salvations, victories, deliverances, Mizmor Samek Chet, Mizmor Samek Chet, La Menatzeach, Le David, Mizmor Shir. For the leader, the overcomer, the chief musician, La Menatzeach, Le David, for David of David, Mizmor, a psalm of David, a chant, eyes of David, Shir, a song, Shir, Lamnatziach le David, Mizmor, Shir. For the chief musician, the overcomer, a chant, eyes of David, the well-beloved, a song. Yakum Elohim Yafutsu Oibayo Weyanusua Misanayo Mipanayo. Make Elohim arise, or they say, let God arise. May Elohim rise up. Yakum Elohim. May the power, the Hebrew God power, rise up. Yakum Elohim, Yafutsu Oibayo. May his enemies, Oibayo, Oivav, modern Hebrew, Oivav, ancient pointing, Oibayo. May his enemies be scattered. Yafutsu Oibayo. We are Nusu, and let them flee, Yanusu, we and Yanusu, and make them flee, Misanayo, Mipanayo, and make them that hate him, Misanayo, those who hate him, Misanayo, flee before him. Mi panayo from his face, Yanusu. We Yanusua misanayo mi panayo. First verse, Yakum Elohim Yafutsu Oibayo. We Yanusu misanayo mi panayo. First proper verse here, this is the bait verse, the second verse in the Hebrew, but in the translations, this is usually described as the first verse right here, Hebraically, here the Gamel verse. Kehindof Ashantindof. Kehimesa Donag Mipne Eish. Yobudu Rishaim Mipne Elohim. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As driving away of smoke, drive them away. Kehindof ashan tindof. Kehindof ashan tindof. Kehimes. And as melting, and as melting donag of wax meet b'nei eish before the fire, kehimesa donaga meet b'nei eish yobdu, yobdu, yovdu, yobdu, let them perish, rishayim, the ratchet, the defiant ones, may the defiant ones, the ratchet ones perish, yobdu, rishayim, meet b'nei from the face, Elohim, from the face, from the presence, from before the Hebrew God power. Right here, the Gimel verse. Kehindof ashan tindof. Kehimesa donaga mipnei eish. Yobudu arishaima mipnei Elohim. Here the Dalet verse. He breaks the fourth verse. With tzadikim yismechu ya'ilzu lifnei Elohim. With yasisu b'simcha. But make the righteous, the tzadikim, with tzadikim, be glad. Yismechu, yismechu. We say samach, samach, yismechu. Make the tzadikim, with tzadikim, yismechu. But make the righteous be glad. Ya'altsu lifnei Elohim. Make them exalt. Ya'altsu, 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 make them exalt. In that sense, big up, exalt. Ya'altsu, lifnei, before, for the face, for the presence, lifnei Elohim, before the Elohim, for the face of Elohim. We yasisu, and may they rejoice, may they rejoice, yasisu, yasisu, we yasisu, V'simcha, in simcha, in gladness. With tzadikima yismechu, ya'alsu lifnei Elohim, v'yasisu v'simcha. Here's the fifth verse, Hebraically, the Hay verse. Shiru. L'Elohim zamru shemo solelu larokeb ba'rabot b'ya shemo we'ilzu lifanayo. Sing to Elohim, sing praises, Isaac, to his name. Shiru l'Elohim, zamru, zamru, chant Isaac, y'all, chant Mizmor, y'all, zamru, shemo, chant Isaac, his name. Shiru, shiru, sing l'Elohim, 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 to Elohim, zamru, chant Isaac, shemo, his name, solu, solu la rokeb, extol y'all, the rider, ba rabot, the rider. Some interpret on the heavens, some interpret on the skies, but here, Hebraically, through the deserts, the rider upon the skies, the heavens, ba'arabot, the arabot, through the deserts. Some translate rider, the rider, him that rideth, really, la rokeb, the rokeb, rokeb, rochev, rochev, rokeb, the rokeb. The rokeb is the rider. The rokeb is the rider, the rokeb, the one who rides. So solu, exalt, extol, in the sense of extol him, La Rokeb, the rider, Ba'rabot. So in the authorized version of the Bible translated, it says, rideth, the rider, rider upon the skies. In the revised version, bringing out more the Hebraic sense, through the desert. The noun, where we have Arabot, Ba on Arabot, or Ba'rabot, right? What is the Arabot? The noun means find us. Find us.
and is used for the thin layers, both of the clouds in the sky, but also the dust, even in the desert. So this likeness of the desert and the heavens right here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Samek Chet, Psalm 68, Hebraically here at the fifth verse, but corresponding to the King James Version, the fourth in the KJV, it will correspond to the fourth verse right there. But here, we have Solu la Roker, extol the rider. Extol the rider by Rabot, the rider on the thin layers, the fine dust, both the fine dust of the desert and the fine dust, the fine layers, thin layers of cloud in the sky. In Hebrew poetry, this Arabot idea here is the usual meaning, has a usual meaning for the heavens, but more directly, it's connected with the deserts and a similarity of the thin layers of clouds in the sky, as well as the fine dust in the desert. So here, Shiru, sing. Not chant eyes, but sing in the sense of sing. Remember, this psalm is a mizmor and it's a shir. Mizmor is a chant, Isis, and Shir is a song. Lam Natsayach Le David of David is both a Isis, Mizmor, and it is a Shir. And what is interesting is the verbs used right here. Sing to Elohim, Shiru, this today's psalm, Mizmor Samek Chet, is a Shir. So here it says Shiru. All of y'all, Shiru, sing, Le Elohim to Elohim, Zamru, 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 chant Isis, Shemo. The translator translates as sing praises to his name, but in the Hebrew it's chant Isis, his name. In other words, his name is Isis, his name is a psalm, is a chant, Zamru, Zamru, Shemo. Solu, extol y'all, la rokeb, for the rider, by rabot, the rider upon the fine dust, the fine dust of the skies, the heavens, of the earth, as above, so below. But here, this is the line here, Revelation of Rastafari, by his name, right? We say, by his name, Jah. Here's the Hebrew, B'yah, B'yah, B'yah Shemo, B'yah Shemo, in Yah, his name, in Yod-Heh, his name, B'yah Shemo, we'ilzu lifanayo, and exalt, ilzu, Lifanayo, and exalt y'all in his face, in his presence, before him. With ilzu lifanayo. So here we have the Yah, the Hebrew Yah, the Jah, which says be Yah Shemo, by his name Jah be Yah. And here we have in today's psalm Mizmor Samek Chet and alluding to, they say an allusion and alluding to Shemot, Exodus chapter 15 verse 2, by the name Yah, by the name Yah, Yah, the Savior name of Kol Yisrael, Yah, be Yah Shemo. Here, Hebraically the Yahweh, Wow, the Vav. Here the sixth verse, according to the Hebrew, corresponding to KJV. Fifth verse, Abi yitomim v'dayan almanot Elohim bi me'onak adisho. A father of the fatherless. Abi yitomim, a father of those like without fathers, without father, a father of the fatherless. Abi yitomim as orphans. So a father of orphans. A father, Abi Yitomim, with Dayan, Janhoi, Dayan, a judge, with Dayan, Almanot, with Dayan Almanot, and a judge of Almanot, of widows. Elohim, Elohim, Bia Me'on, in Me'on, in the habitation. He is the one who is in the Me'on. He's in the Me'on, Bim'on, Kadesho, in his set apart, right? His holy, his set apart habitation. Abia Yitomima with Dayan Almanot, Elohima Bim'ona Kadesho. Here, here, here. The seventh verse, Hebraically, right? The Zion verse corresponding to KJV 6 verse. Elohim Moshiv Yechidima Baita. Motzia asorima ba kosharot akasorima shaknu tzichicha. Elohim maketh the solitary to dwell in a house. Elohim moshiv, moshiv to sit up, to dwell, moshiv, one who sits up and dwell, moshiv yechidim, yechidi baita. Yechidim is like those who are alone, the lonely ones, the lonely ones. Moshiv, right? Moshiv is like to dwell, but really one who causes to dwell, who causes one to seat up. So Elohim, Moshiv, Elohim maketh to dwell the Yechidim, those who are alone, Yechid, Yechid, Yechidim, or alone or only, in other words, Baita, Baita. Baita. The sense of it here in the Hebrew is like those who are alone, who are in a sense almost like homeless and alone, he directs them to the house. He makes them dwell in the house, but not just bite, but it's the baita. You know, like if I'm saying to somebody in Hebrew, I'm on my way, like home, I would say more instead of saying bait, I'll say baita. Baita, like I'm homeward, right? So bringing out that sense here. Elohim Moshiva Yechidim Baita. Motzi asarim ba kosharot. He bringeth out the prisoners, the asarim, the asarim, the asir, 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 osar, 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 right? Asarim, asarim ba kosharot, ba kosharot, ba kosharot. To, like in kosharot, in prosperity, right? Kosharot. He bringeth out the prisoners, those who were asarim, those who were bound, right? He motzi, motzia, motzi, motzi. Motzi is the same sense like he causes them to exodus, the prisoners to exodus, in, right, in prosperity. Ba kosharot, ba kosharot. Motzi asarim ba kosharot. Akazori shaknu tzichicha. The rebellious, the sense here is ak. Ak is interesting because some translation says, but the rebellious. Ak. Ak. We're not saying as some might think it is, not knowing real Hebrew. The word for brother is ach. Ach. Not ak. Not ak. The word for brother in the Hebrew is ach. Ak is like an interjection, an expression that means for show. For show. Like no doubt about it. Ak. Ak. So whatever after it is to affirm like certainly is like this. For sure. Truly. Right, it brings out that even has a verily sense in translation. So here it says ak sorri, almost like for sure the rebellious, the sorrim, the rebels, the sorrim, ak sorrim shakanu, shakanu, shakanu. They will shakan, shakan. They will dwell.